Now I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, do please take a seat. Andrea, Johan, thank you both and everybody for such a warm welcome here this morning. It really is wonderful to be with you and to share with you, and also to celebrate Austin's baptism this morning. And I'd like my reflection this morning to be on the Gospel which was read to us this morning. And my theme is very much that of faith and service in God's kingdom. So when we listen to the disciples in today's Gospel, their request might sound very familiar. Increase our faith. They had seen Jesus heal the sick, calm storms, and even raise from the dead. And they must have thought, if only we had stronger faith, then we could live as true disciples. But Jesus' reply must have surprised them, because he tells them that even faith as small as a mustard seed, barely visible in your hand, is enough to do the impossible. It's not the size of faith that matters, but the greatness of the God in whom we trust. And believe me, this is very good news for us, because so often we feel that our faith is so small and insignificant. We may feel inadequate in prayer, uncertain in our choices, hesitant in our witness. But yet Jesus says, that is enough. Faith, even in its smallest form, is powerful when it clings to the living God. And then Jesus tells the parable of the servant. At first it sounds rather stark. The servant works in the field and then continues serving at the table. But Jesus is pointing us to a deeper truth. Discipleship is not about status or reward. It is about service. Not grudging service, but grateful service. And we love to serve because Christ has first loved and served us. And so I believe that this gospel speaks directly into what we are all here to celebrate this morning. Firstly, Johann's chaplaincy within Heathrow. But friends, we do give thanks for Johann, who serves faithfully week by week at Heathrow Airport. His work is often hidden, unlike the preacher this morning, who's in the pulpit, or a teacher in a classroom. His ministry is very rarely noticed, but yet it is there, in the lounges, meeting with the staff, going into the multi-faith prayer rooms. God is working through him and through his conversations. Think of the people that he meets, those travellers anxious about flying, somebody who is facing extreme stress, somebody who's stranded from home, somebody waiting in tears for news of a loved one. In those moments, Johann brings God's presence, prayer, listening, and comfort. It may look small. It may be a mustard seed faith in action. But God is using quiet service to plant hope in very unlikely soil within the airport. And this is what Jesus is teaching us. Service in the kingdom is not about recognition. It is about faithfulness. And so later on today, we will be praying that Johann may continue to serve with patience, with joy, and trusting that God is at work in ways far greater than we can see. And indeed, this morning we also rejoice in the baptism of Austin. Here, too, the gospel comes alive, doesn't it? Austin, at the moment, cannot say, I believe. But God's word has already been spoken over him through baptism. We will see the abundance of God's grace. He welcomes us before we welcome him. He names us as his children before we can call him Father. The world often says, earn your place, prove your worth. But in baptism, God says, you are mine. You belong. You are loved. And Austin begins today with mustard seed faith, tiny but real, planted by God himself. And we pray that he will grow in this faith, supported by his family, his godparents, and this church community. Baptism also points us to a life of service, just as Christ came not to be served, but to serve. And so Austin is called into that same pattern. Today we promise to walk with him, to help him discover that life's true meaning is found in loving God and serving others. So in conclusion, we do not need great faith. We need faith in a great God. Service within the kingdom is not about applause. It is about reflecting Christ's love in Johann's chaplaincy and Austin's baptism. We glimpse how God works through small beginnings to bring about his kingdom. Faith, as small as a mustard seed, can calm a frightened traveller. It can open a young child's life to God's promises, and it can sustain us through our doubts, our fears and our struggles. And so let us take heart. Let us trust that God can use the little faith that we have. Let us serve with joy, not because we expect reward, but because God has already given us everything in Christ. And may Johann be strengthened in his ministry. May Austin grow strong in his baptismal faith, and may we all be content to walk with Jesus, trusting that God's kingdom grows from even the smallest seed. Amen.